There's something mysterious about the concept of like a crazy cat lady. I took that symbol and applied it to my character, Doja Cat, and my career. I feel like I relate to that most because I've had moments in my life where I really felt crazy. Being alone, being reclusive, and locking myself away. Those are my most creative times. I like to drive myself to be like stir crazy and like restless. I kind of like the feeling of feeling like Beethoven a little bit and being stuck in one isolated spot. That like being up and that drunken feeling of being so tired and not having anything to do, it makes me wanna work. It makes me want to like make music for some reason. Before Moo, I had a period where I wouldn't leave my room, and I actually got a locksmith to install a lock on my bedroom door in my mom's house. And I just locked myself in there for a long time. It was my favorite place to be. It was just in my bed making beats on Instagram Live and writing with people and doing that. I built this organic fan base by being on Instagram every day. What happened was I made Moo, and Moo blew the fuck up. I think the reason it blew up was because I did a video to it. So I just made this crappy video, but people loved it because it's ridiculous. I have a theory about writing comedy music and writing music that has funny elements. I feel like I came sort of left field when people heard Moo and they were like, this is like a funny song, but I like it. I combine both music and comedy without making it so goofy that it's unlistenable. Rap is really what found me. I love hip hop, and I love the element of rap that allows you to act almost like a stand-up comedian, do a punchline. I love dancing. I love to perform. So what better to do then combine all those? I think if you're sexy or if you show a great amount of skin, people will use that against you. Sometimes the way I dress or the way I talk, people think that I'm not like as smart as I am or as creative as I am. I've always used what I have as far as like my Instagram or my live stream or my MacBook or my phone or my keyboard or my looks. I use what I have. And I feel like I get discredited because of that. As Doja Cat, I want to change people's minds about what rap or pop music can be. I'm never gonna keep doing the same thing every day. So whatever box people wanna put me in, I'm always gonna break out of that.